Hello?
Hello, this is me, Joyce. I'm calling from Local Splash. Can I speak with Ilyas?
Hi.
Hi, Ilyas. We received your text message today. You mentioned that you need to update your Google business profile because you have received, you did not receive any leads. Were you able to get access to your Local Splash dashboard?
Yeah, I did, and also they just verified my Google profile again. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Yes, we just got your Google business profile re-verified, and we're still continuing to optimize your Google business profile so that we could see results. And if you can get access to your Local Splash dashboard as well, you will be able to see there your company's online performance. And I just want to let you know, Ilyas, that we have new feature available in our Local Splash dashboard. It's called Automated Posts. What it does is it will help us create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. I would recommend that we enable this one so that way we can help create interest and traffic to your Google business profile.
Okay,
yeah, I will enable that now. And
I have a lot of new pictures for you guys to upload. I don't know if you can send me the email to send them. I'll send them right now.
Oh, sure. You can also upload it from the Local Splash dashboard, so that way we can, you know, you can retain the quality of the picture.
Okay.
Do you know how to get access to your Local Splash dashboard?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Please log in there. Let me know once you're logged in so I can guide you where to upload it.
Okay. Give me one. Okay, I'm on the dashboard.
Okay, so in your Local Splash dashboard on the left hand side, do you see your business info?
Business info, yes.
Yes, I need you to click on it, and then you scroll down, and at the very bottom, you will see business photos.
Yeah, my question. Okay. Okay, so my question is, when I click on the business info, why does it keep showing the Los Canyon Roads, the Canyon Country address? Mm-hmm. And then it says Country Hotel, Canyon Country. I'm in California.
Let me check that one. Yeah, it's in California, right? Canyon.
Fresno.
Fresno?
Fresno, California, yes. Not Canyon Country, California.
Oh, hold on just one moment. Let me just... So, Fresno... What is the zip code there?
93720.
Okay, just one moment, please. So the whole address is it same thing? 27936. And then, what is the full address? I only have here Fresno. Because the current address that you see there, it's 27936, right? Lost Canyon Road, Suite 360.
Yeah. So the address is over here. It's a different one, but I'm not showing it on my Google profile. But if you go in Fresno, if you go and click Concrete Contractor in Fresno, you see me there. You see the page. But I don't have it here on the dashboard, you know, so I think that's a problem. I think that's why I'm not getting leads. Maybe you guys are, I don't know.
If you log into your Google Business profile, actually if that is a residential address, then it's hidden on Google. It's not shown. But we also have assigned service area to your account, so let me read it to you here. We have Bonadil Ranchos, Madera Ranchos, California, Clovis, mm-hmm. Fresno County, Fryant, Madera, and Oakhurst.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the location we target to market your business online. And this address that is shown on your profile, this is the location we use to, what's this, for the Google Business Profile, right? Because to start a Google Business Profile, you need to have a physical location.
Yeah, I know, but I had it before. I had a physical location, but the Canyon Country was another office that I wanted to open, but you guys were never able to help me to verify it with Google. So I canceled that one. You know? I canceled the Canyon Country one with you guys. And I just stayed with the Fresno location. But it always keeps showing, when every time I log in the dashboard, it keeps saying the Canyon Country location, and you know, that's kind of confused.
Okay, because that is where your Google Business Profile is verified. But if you wanted to change the address, there is option there to change it. Just click on the, okay, let's go back to the, what's this? Let's go back to the home page. At the top, do you see home?
Okay.
So you click it there, business info again, and then in the address, you can hover on it using your mouse, and you should see the pen icon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
So I click on home, and it took me to, it's the same, Concrete Contractor, Canyon Country, California.
Go to the home tab and then click the business info again.
Okay.
So after you click that, hover your mouse over the address under location information, and you will see the pen icon on the right side.
To change it, right?
Yes, that's right. You click on it, and then
but it says changes to your core business information, such as business name, address, phone number, or Google categories, could possibly trigger a PIN re-verification process through Google.
Yes, that is right. As what I mentioned to you earlier, this is the location used to verify your business.
You guys got it wrong. It's like the ten times that I speak with someone regarding the same. So yeah, you know what? Can you just call me later? I'm like a little busy right now.
I understand. Yeah, I can contact you later.
Yeah, please. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye bye for now.